Soham Kalava Seshena Sosha Yeshengam Atmana Apramato Kila Swarti Yadisyat Siddha Atmani. If there is any time remaining in my life, I will perform austerity and force my body to subsist on the bare necessities. Without further confusion, I shall pursue that which constitutes my entire self-interest in life, and I shall remain satisfied within the self. Tatra mam anumodiran Devastri Bhuvaneshwaraha Muhurtena Brahmalokam Kadvanga Samasadayat Tatra mam anumodiran Devastri Bhuvaneshwaraha Muhurtena Brahmaloka Kadvanga Samasadayat. Translation, text 30. Thus may the presiding demigods of these three worlds kindly show their mercy upon me. Indeed, Maharaj Kadvanga was able to achieve the spiritual world in a single moment. Purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada from the previous acharyas, tikas. The Brahmana of Avanti thought that although he was an old man who might die at any moment, he could follow the example of Maharaj Kadvanga, who achieved the Lord's mercy in a single moment. Maharaj Kadvanga Maharaj Kadvanga is described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, fought valiantly on behalf of the demigods, and they offered the king any benediction he might desire. Kadvanga Maharaj chose to find out the remaining duration of his life, which unfortunately was a single moment. The king therefore immediately surrendered to Lord Krishna and achieved the spiritual world. The Brahmana of Avanti desired to follow this example with the blessings of the Devas, who are all devotees of the Lord. He hoped to become fully Krishna conscious before giving up his body. Verse 31. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Idyadi Pretya Manasa Kaya Vantyo Dvija Sattama Unmucha Hilaya Gantin Santo Bhikshura Bhutmuni. Lord Sri Krishna continued, his mind thus determined that most excellent Avanti Brahmana was able to untie the knot of desire within his heart. He then assumed the role of a peaceful and silent sannyasi mendicant. So this is the song of the Avanti Brahmana who took Tridandi sannyas. The verses 29, 30, and 31. When we take Tridandi sannyas, were given the prayer of the Avanti Brahmana to remember. Itam sastaya parātmanistam adhyāsitam purvatamaya mahatmīr aham tarishyāmi duranta pāram tamo mukhamanini seva eva. But here it goes into many verses. So he's talking here in his prayer how as a grihastha people struggle to get money. They struggle, sometimes they do steal, sometimes they do violence, sometimes they speak lies, duplicity, lust, anger, pride, quarreling, faithlessness, envy, gambling, etc. It says so many things to get money, to get sense gratification. So now he said, what little time I have left in my life, I want to be totally detached, and I want to force my body to live on the bare necessities, and I shall just see to my spiritual self-interest what is the actual purpose of my life. I'll remain satisfied in the self. I won't depend on all this external sense gratification. So he wanted to be successful like Maharaj Kadvanga. Maharaj Kadvanga fought for the Devas. He was such a powerful king that he could go to other planets. He was engaged in the Star Wars of the Vedic time. Fighting between the Devas and the demons was going on, but he was so powerful, the Devas asked him to help them fight the demons off this planet. So he was a very powerful personality. And they were successful. They defeated the demons. So at the end, the Devas offered him Ashirvad. What do you want? We'll give you anything you want.